somebody says something to you that's inappropriate or rude or totally blatantly goofy in not a good way, the first thing, don't forget this part, this is really important. Connect to your heart first, because if you just bitch you when you do this, it doesn't work. Okay? So you go into the heart center, and so what's really happening is you're like, there's an exchange of energy when anybody's around you, and then they do something that shocks you, or offends you, or is just plain offensive, and the energy gets whacked, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, well, what should I say? First of all, no, I should not be disrespected or put in this position, but neither should they. You know, how do you shift that? So I will share with you a way that always works if you come from heart. You actually look the person in the eye and say, what is it exactly you would like me to feel when you say that?
What is it exactly you would like me to feel when you say that?
Because what you're doing is you're inviting them to become very conscious and take responsibility for their words. And believe me, they will never do it again when you throw the ball in their court that way. Now, if you're defensive and rude, like, what the hell do you mean by that? You just fed negative energy. Most people, when they're completely out of line, or even a little bit out of line, depending on their consciousness level, they don't even know. That's most of our junk. We don't even know. We're unconscious, slips right out. When you're on this path of healing and self-growth, later you might think of it and you're mortified with yourself. Like, what was I thinking when I said that? But a lot of our programming is unconscious. I mean, that's the game.
What did you say again, Helen?
And yes, you can put this on sticky notes on your phone.
I will.
I can see everybody at work tomorrow. Yeah, no. Just a minute.
We were
just on our phone. And so, you know, we're joking and laughing, which is good. But let me tell you, you really want to own this?
Yeah.
Practice in a mirror.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get it right when you're feeling attacked. But if you practice in front of a mirror, not only will you get it right, you will accelerate your path of consciousness when you speak. Mm-hmm. All right? What is it exactly that you want me to feel when you say that?
I could see how that could go a different way.
Well, no, most people cannot explode over that because they will backpedal. Mm. They may retreat. They may withdraw. Mm. But they'll pretty much avoid insulting you again. Uh-huh. But again, it's not. Remember, though, you're not doing this to make points or get even.
Right.
Because I can tell you how to do that too, but I won't. So what you're doing is inviting somebody to play at a higher consciousness level. And also, when you speak this from the heart, you're actually inviting your own consciousness to come into a different level, which you so elegantly expressed, that I should have more compassion for myself. And so really what happened to you is something bizarre happened verbally, and you were like, I didn't know how to handle that. And why should you? Nobody should have trained you to put up with being insulted. Why should you? Well, did you know you come to tapping? I tell you, I'm good with it.
One reason I'm here is so I can respond from the heart. But
it's the only way to do a pattern interrupt.
Impact, you know.
Yeah.
Getting to the heart.
Yeah. And so when you speak that, what exactly would you have me feel when you say that to me? You're inviting somebody into a conscious exchange. And they will either run for the hill, they will stutter, or they will apologize.